Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tonight we'll pick up the beginning of Simen Samach Be'ez, bottom of Amud Tzadi, we're going to 192. Afal Pisha Mitzvah L'dag Be'ekpos Yoseah, talking about reading Kriya Shema, Kar V'lo Digdik Ben Yotze, the person reads, and he's not medagdik, he's Yotze. Mishabura explains, we're not talking about an instance where a person doesn't pronounce the words. In an instance, if a person doesn't pronounce the words, then he won't be Yotze. But in a case of where he doesn't put the appropriate distance between two different words, as the Mishabura comments on the first line, then in such a case, he would still be Yotze. Sivbeis, Yachal Ekrosa B'chal Lashon, Kriya Shema could be read in all languages. Yizar Medivrei Shibush of Osa Lashon, Dagli Kimo B'lashon HaKodesh. In Hilchos Tefila, we'll discuss the same halacha applies as well in Tefila. However, over there, the Mishnah Berurah is going to go on in Hilchos Tefila and discuss why the Minhag Yisrael is not to daven in other languages, but most definitely cases of individuals who don't know Lashon Kodesh, then they should be encouraged to daven in Lashon Kodesh. They should be encouraged to daven in their own language. Now there is an interesting question that the Be'er Halacha in Dibur HaMaskil Yachal Lekros B'chol Lashon. Simple reading is on the previous page. Simple reading is that someone who reads in any language by definition is going to be Yotze. So an American could read English, Kriya Shema in English, that's not going to be a problem. However, there's an interesting question, what would one say in regards to someone who speaks French, reading in French in America? The Mishnah Berurah, the Be'er Halacha raises that he thinks that's not pashut at all. Take a look, 12 lines from the bottom of the Be'er Halacha. Dinir Ali, in the beginning of the lines, Dinir Ali b'pshitus. Da'osan dvar ma'ne'emar b'chol lashon dafka im anshi osa medina medaprim kach. Only if most people speak this way. Al anshi medina ein lichol dabe zeh lashon, raku v'od eiz anashim, zeh lo nachshav lashon klal medina zu. So that's a very, very interesting chiddush of the Be'er Halacha, that a Frenchman will only be able to say it where the majority of people know French. Renevin Sal Shlita asks, but when it comes to Hilchos Get, the halach is that you're allowed to write in Lashon Aramis, even though most people don't speak Lashon Aramis. And he answers that when it comes to a Dover Shebichsav, since it's Efshar Lahavim Mimakom L'makom, so then in such a case, it would be the halach would be different. Or you could also say that since today people learn Gemara in Aramaic, then it will be different than someone speaking French in a foreign country. That was Rav Nevinzal's Ha'ara on the Be'er Halacha. Now the Be'er Halacha himself brings a raya from the Gemara in Kedushin on the Vav and Alf, which is a fascinating raya. If I could digress for 2-3 minutes from Halacha Maisa to a little bit of Iyun. The Gemara in Kedushin that Vav Amidal says that someone says Charufasi bi Yehuda mikudeshes, shekei bi Yehuda karen arusa charufa. So the Be'er Halacha brings a raya to his shita in the following way. So the lashon of Charufasi, he argues, is a lashon which is only in Yehuda, and the reason why you wouldn't be able to use mikudeshes because shekei karen shifcha charufa. So as the Gemara there describes in Kedushin. So the reason why you wouldn't be able to use Lashon Charufa in another area, says the Be'er Halacha as a right, as you saw, and that is that you could only use a distinct language in the area that it's common to use that distinct language. Otherwise, argues the Be'er Halacha, it could very well be it's not acceptable. So it's interesting, in the Shi'urim of Rebbe Eliyahu Baruch Finkel, in Kedushin, I put this in my Sefer also in Kedushin, I saw it there from him. It turns out here in the Dirshu, it's actually mentioned here in the Dirshu. They mention Rav Hutner in his Sefer Taras HaNazir. It's very, very hard to find Rav Hutner's Sefer Taras HaNazir. Then Rav Hutner asked, this is a bit of beautiful history, Rav Hutner asked Rav Chaim Oizer Grzhensky a kasha on this Be'er Halacha. Rav Chaim Oizer liked the kasha, and he said, go ask the Chavetz Chaim himself. And the kasha was like this, that the Chura, the Chavetz Chaim's Raya in the Be'er Halacha, one could be mafakpig with, Rav Hutner thought. Rav Hutner asked the following question, when it comes to the Lashon Charufa, so there, the Lashon of Charufa is not a full Lashon anywhere. It's not French. It's a type of kinui. So if we're talking about a kinui, so then a kinui that's used in Yehuda, if they recognize it, then it's acceptable. In contrast to French is a language. It's just that in Spain, they don't understand French. So that was Rav Hutner's kasha to Chavetz Chaim. So legend continues that the Chavetz Chaim said, it's a good kasha. I don't have a teres for you now, but I know that when I wrote it, I learned up the sugi well, and I know I had a teretz, but I don't remember what the teretz is. The Chavetz Chaim already must have been very elderly at the time. And then he went back to Rav Chaim Oizer, and Rav Chaim Oizer said, if the Chavetz Chaim still said that he's not budging, kvar har zaken, and therefore the halacha is that you could only use English in America. You can't use English in Germany if they don't, or in Poland, if they don't speak a lot of it, although probably today English would be an exception to the rule. English would probably be something that we'll see how long that lasts, but English is the biggest international language. So that's a fascinating Matzim Matan. Comes out from this Be'er Halacha is an interesting Chumrah La Halacha. Siv Gimel.
Is the converse, Pasha, that you have to understand the language? Meaning you don't understand French, but you're in France.
B'churah is pashut. That a person would have to understand that it's based on an entirely different halacha. Is what I think a regular achas, based on the halacha that that he needs to know what he's saying. He's not knowing what he's saying, and it'll be misasik. Siv gimel. Sorry, Pashmiya lozner mashemotzim yipiv. A person needs to say Kriya Shema loud enough that his ears hear what he says. And if he doesn't, so then he's yotze. So lechatchil, you have to be mashmiya ma'azna. Rav Nevenzahl has quite a line over here. I did today's omelet with him, but I didn't notice his line over here. Rav Nevenzahl wasn't convinced about this whole matzal natan with Rav Hutner. So that's on file. And Mirtz Hashem, in the next few days, I'll try to discuss with him, because he was Tochet, and then I said, maybe I'm not characterizing Rav Hutner's Raya properly. So we agreed that I was going to look it up. I asked him if he wanted me to get the Sefer. He said, no, you look up yourself, and you'll come back to me. But he does point out in this halacha something I'd always heard in the name of Stipler that I always thought was quite wild. They say that the Stipler, when he was towards the end of his life, was becoming deaf, that he would scream different parts of tefillah, so that trying to be able to hear his own voice. So Rav Nevenzahl says that meikur d'dina licha tefila, so mechatzvah is hard of hearing. Then lashmiya laozna would mean that he would scream to be able to hear for his own ears. Now that's licha tefila meikur d'dina im loaz mi shmiya ozno. Then nevertheless, Allah is going to be yotzi. By the way, Brian, the Mishnah Berurah says the point that I said to you in the beginning of Sifkat and Gimel, that b'chol lashon dafka shemeivin bosa lashon. You need to understand that lashon. In regards to being mashmiya ma'ozno, so the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Beit Vav points out, avalim hirer belibo lo yatsa, the kaimel and hirer lav kedibur dami. So we paskin hirer is lav kedibur dami. And therefore, it would not be acceptable at all for a person to simply be mahara be kriya shema. Some people are not aware of this. There is an in-between category that Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Zatzal is quoted in Dirush Mishnah Berurah. What does it mean, lashmi al ozno? So I have a sore throat today. So, but you still hear me. But what happens If a person is not really meshmiya ba'azno, but just, you know, there's, here you're hearing sound waves. There's something, I think, in between meshmiya ba'azno and just moving one's lips. And he says, it, so that's what Shlomo Zalman says. It doesn't have to be mamish bimotzim bikol. There are these three different categories. There's moving of lips, and then there's mamish bikol. It could even be if there's some type of lachash, some type of whisper, that could even qualify as that as being mashmiel ozno as well. As long as his lips initiate a sound or something, some type of sound wave that he would be able to hear, then that would be enough. The poskim raise what happens if there's a lot of noise that's going around, and therefore you're not able to hear your own voice. And if there would be no noise, you would be able to. But there's a lot of noise, then you can't. So most poskim that are quoted here, Dirshim Mishaburah, note that to saying that you would be Yotze, that you would be Yotze. The reason why you'd be Yotze is because that at the end of the day, al pi the halacha, you raise your voice in the appropriate way. As far as we said, hearer is lav kedibur dami, and therefore you have to be mashmiya ba'azna. There is a very, very famous Rabbi Akiva Eger. There's a little bit of history behind this Rabbi Akiva Eger. It's the Maram Makom they have over here is Ma'adura Kama Simen Lamed. That Rabbi Akiva Eger, his second marriage was far away from his friends, as sometimes could be that if the, particularly in case of second marriage, so they stay, there's a, something we call in the yeshiva is called Su'udas Rabbi Akiva Eger. Su'udas Rabbi Akiva Eger means that the friends get together, they make a su'uda. Sometimes we have this when we have chaverim in America that get married, or vice versa. So it's something called Su'udas Rabbi Akiva Eger, where they make a su'uda even though the chasen and kala are not there. So when Rabbi Akiva Eger's second marriage, they had this su'uda, and the rabbanim wrote to Rabbi Akiva Eger what they discussed at that su'uda. What they discussed at su'uda was whether we say ksiva kedibur dami. So there's an interesting shaila whether, even though you say here is lav kedibur dami, maybe ksiva is kedibur. And one of the nafkaminas is going to be kriyashma. One nafkamin is going to be kriyashma. So post can point out that in Hilchos Birchas HaTorah, we say that we are machmir, even according to Ma'adam or Hiru, is lav kedibur dami. That we, in terms of Chidushei Torah, if a person gets up early in the morning and he's writing Chidushei Torah, then in such a case we say we're choshish for the opinion. See what Kedibra Dami, Rabbi Kiva Eger's other nafkamin is going to be Sphira Sa'omer. And so therefore, in your case where a person would be writing, this is more the Hagdol Torah Ladira, but we're writing Kriyashma, in such a case, one would be Yotze. Tov? Sure.
It's definitely better to say the Lashon HaKodesh. Let's say a person doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh and he does understand English. Is it better to say the Lashon HaKodesh?
Excellent question.
Or better to say
the excellent, excellent question. Okay, so that question we saw is the Ber Halacha. The question being, if a person could be able to read Kriya Shema Tefillah be Lashon Kodesh, but they don't understand Lashon Kodesh, and they only understand another language. So the Ber Halacha and Simen Kuf Aleph Dibar Maschil Yachol Hispalel over there, Ber Halacha says, quotes first of Magen Avraham, the name of Sefer Chassidim, it's better to daven in Lashon understand, and therefore even better than Lashon HaKodesh. Then he adds, if you take a look at Sefer Chassidim, this only applies to a Yirei Shemayim, who's confident that they will have the appropriate Kavana. So then in such a case, better if they understand English and not Hebrew, daven in English. However, a stab person, because Lashon Kodesh has many skulas, it's a Lashon HaKodesh Baruch Hu spoke with his Nevi'im, and the beauty of it is described in the Ramban in Parshas Kisisa. So then in such a case, it could very well be that for many people, it would be better for them to daven in Lashon HaKodesh. Therefore, the Ber Halacha concludes, "Ukishanu Amrim Dvarim Elu B'Lashonim Shal Knesset Hagdola." Afshenu Yodin Chaim Mikol Makom Also Tefilasenu Kahoygin Ki Atevis Atzman Polim Kedushas On Lamala. So that's how the Ber Halacha concludes over there. Okay, let's try it again. Siv Dalid, back on page 192. Imachmas Choli Ones Acher Kara Kriyishma Belibo Yatsa. If for whatever reason a person is sick or they have an ones, so then in such a case, then they're yotze by saying it in their heart. So Mishnah Berurah points out that the lashon, the mechaber, didn't mean ever to equate kore kriya shma belibo with moving his lips and making a sound. He says it's definitely falls in the category of hira lav kedibur dami, and mikur davina, he's not yotze. However, what yotze means to tell, to say that because he's an ones, that's the best thing that he could do. And the nafkamina would be that if he's in a situation where he's then able to read it, to say it later on, then he would have to. He would have to say Kriya Shma, because Meikra Dedina, even though we say Yotze, we just means Yotze, he's Yotze in terms of his responsibility of being in an ones. The Rabbi adds, V'aflechatchili yasekein imu b'makum she'en naki gamri. Let's say a person is in an area that's not entirely naki. If it's a place that's not naki entirely, so that would mean that it's an area that not, you're not supposed to say lechatchila brachos. So then, in such a case, mishum onis, you should be mahar. But if it's a place that's makom matunif, then he can't be mahar at all. So then, in such a case, then the Mishnah Berurah says that he should be mahara, that he wishes that he'd be able to say Kriya Shema. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Ches quotes an interesting taz and a give and take on this question, where we now have been introduced to this idea that if you're in a place that's not Naki Ligamri, then the best thing is to be maharer belayv. So Kosova Taz, Mizay Yeshlomo, the Mishan Same Balaila Vimitaso. There's a person who's thirsty. Something that all you have to do is be mahara. You can't learn the case of Efsha Mishafsha. So in a case of a cholo onus, a person's in an area where he can't say brachas lechatchila, then he can only be mahara. But in any other case, then this halach would not apply. And many, many poskim rule in this way, that this is only talking about a very, very particular type of case. What exactly is, let's just be as precise as possible, what exactly is a makom shein enoku legamri? So Magen Avraham quotes, that's what we call in halacha, the base on tsoi shem merchatz, not the merchatz atzmo. So that's a place that you're lechatchila not supposed to make brachos. The Ramah there paskins that you're allowed to be maharer b'divrei Torah. But in this case, points out the Mati Yehuda, this is how the poskim tend to follow, it's an entirely different type of case. If you're stuck in such a room, that's one thing. But a person is just too lazy to get up to wash their hands, then it wouldn't be the same thing. It could be, just to defend the Taz, that once upon a time, to get up and get water in the middle of the night was extremely difficult. It was freezing cold. The water was frozen. It was dangerous to go outside. Just for a moment, we're in Chanukah, for us to appreciate. The truth is, we're sitting in coats. That's also a thing to appreciate, sitting in coats in Beit Shemesh. So Baruch Hashem, it should be a good winter season. It should rain well. But for just Nazar L'Nyanenu, to appreciate what everything we have. You know, when was the last time you thought about the water that came out of the sink? It's a lot for us to be thankful for. Baruch Hashem. Okay, we'll stop over here.